Chapter 37, Spending Favorite Things for Allah's Sake. Allah the Exalted says, "By no means shall you attain al-bir, piety, righteousness. Here it means Allah's reward, i.e. Jannah, unless you spend in Allah's cause of that which you love." 392. O you who believe, spend of the good things which you have legally earned and of that which we have produced from the earth for you, and do not aim at that which is bad to spend from it. 2267. 297. Anas radiallahu anhu reported, Abu Talha radiallahu anhu was the richest among the Ansar of Al-Madina and possessed the largest property from palm trees, and among his possessions what he loved most was his garden known as Beruha, which was opposite the mosque, and the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, often visited it and drank from its fresh water. When this ayah was revealed, "By no means shall you attain al-bir, piety, righteousness. Here it means Allah's reward, i.e. Jannah, unless you spend in Allah's cause of that which you love." 392. Abu Talha came to the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, and said, "Allah says in his book, 'By no means shall you attain al-bir unless you spend in Allah's cause of that which you love. And the dearest of my property is Beruha, so I have given it as sadaqah, charity, for Allah's sake. And I anticipate its reward with him. So spend it, O Messenger of Allah, as Allah guides you." Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, "Well done, that is profit-earning property. I have heard what you have said, but I think you should spend it on your nearest relatives." So Abu Talha radiallahu anhu distributed it among nearest relatives and cousins. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. 1. This hadith mentions the spirit of obedience to Allah and His Prophet, peace be upon him, an effort which the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, made for attaining a higher status in virtue. 2. To spend the best of one's property in the way of Allah is a sign of perfection of faith. 3. In the matter of sadaqat, almsgiving and charity, preference must be given to one's closest relations, provided they are poor and stand in need of help. Otherwise, these should be spent on other deserving people.